Types of loans. Introduction. Balloon note. Balloon loans are common in commercial real estate finance and are beneficial to some borrowers, especially those who plan to refinance or sell their property in the near term. A balloon loan is a partially amortized loan with a final payment substantially larger than the others, that is, the balloon. Balloon loans often reach maturity, meaning the principal must be paid back to the lender, before the amortization period ends. For example, a $3,850,000 loan for a car wash is amortized at a 30-year term, much like a residential mortgage. However, the loan reaches its maturity in 7 years. The monthly mortgage payments are not sufficient to pay down the principal. The owner of the car wash must pay the remaining principal balance on the mortgage when it comes to maturity. In some cases, the payments are interest-only, and the entire principal payment is due at maturity. Because of this high balloon payment, many borrowers either refinance or renew their mortgages every few years. Some even opt to sell the property. The main benefit of this type of loan is a lower interest rate if it is a fixed rate or declining interest environment. The main disadvantage is the high cost of refinancing and floating interest rates. Because of balloon payments and floating interest rates, commercial property owners often end up refinancing or selling. From a lender's perspective, the lease terms of the seller's tenants are critical for balloon notes. The term of the loan must match the term of the primary tenant's lease term without any extensions. For example, a borrower wants to purchase a retail center as an investment property. The primary tenant of the center is a discount dollar store type retailer whose lease is for a term of 5 years with 3 5-year renewal options. The lender will require the loan term not to exceed 5 years. The loan is amortized for 20 years with a balloon at 5 years. The note balloons at 5 years because the primary source of repayment is the tenant, whose lease term is up in 5 years. Blanket mortgage. A blanket mortgage covers more than one piece of property. A builder may buy more than one lot in a new subdivision. He will do so with one loan. This type of loan is likely to contain a release clause, allowing the borrower to obtain partial releases of specific lots by making required lump sum payments. Bridge loan. Bridge loans provide short-term financing, typically 12 to 36 months, that bridges the gap between two loans. Borrowers find bridge loans attractive because they often need temporary financing to renovate a rundown property before it will qualify for permanent financing, or they need to refinance their existing commercial property, but their credit is less than ideal. Bridge loans are also utilized by developers to finance the building of houses until construction is completed and the new owners obtain permanent financing. Bridge loans are available for retail shopping centers, apartment buildings, hotels, industrial properties, office buildings, and raw land for development. These types of loans fund deals quickly, but they come at a price. Collateral-dependent loans, hard money loans. A hard money loan is a specific type of asset-based financing in which a borrower receives funds secured by the value of a parcel of real estate. Hard money lenders lend on a hard asset, the property, with legitimate value. Hard money loans are typically issued at much higher interest rates than conventional commercial loans. People only go to a hard money lender when all other avenues for financing have been exhausted. Many hard money loans are made by private investors, generally in their local areas. Conduit loans, CNBS loans. Conduit loans are used for the purchase or refinance of commercial properties. Typically non-recourse, permanent, and fixed rate, conduit loans are first position mortgage loans. Borrowers are attracted to conduit loans because their underwriting guidelines are more flexible than traditional bank loans, especially in terms of standards for liquidity and creditworthiness. They also carry lower interest rates and allow for higher leverage than most traditional bank loans. These mortgages are packaged with other commercial mortgages and sold in the secondary market to investment groups. See commercial-backed mortgage securities. Conduit lenders include life insurance companies, investment banks, commercial banks, and financial services firms. Construction to permanent. Most mortgage financing plans provide only permanent financing. The lender will not usually close the loan and release the mortgage proceeds unless the condition and value of the property provide adequate loan security. If rehabilitation is involved, the lender typically requires the improvements to be finished before a long-term mortgage is made. The construction to permanent loan allows funding for repairs through a series of draws. A draw is an advance against a construction loan that is funded to the borrower as the construction progresses. This process gives the lender some assurance that the project will be completed on budget and that the builder/remodeler will not run out of funds before completion. When all repairs have been completed, the loan is then closed into a permanent loan. The first draw is generally for the purchase of the property. Three or more draws against the loan are taken down as work progresses on the property. This type of loan has somewhat higher fees because the lender must physically inspect the job as work progresses. Mezzanine loan. Mezzanine financing is an alternative method of financing and is often utilized by businesses that have positive cash flow but need capital to expand their operations. For example, a restaurateur wants to do a large, expensive expansion project. Borrowers like the option of mezzanine financing because they do not have to put up their real estate as collateral. Instead, the lender gets certain options or warrants in the form of partial ownership of the business assets or stock if the loan goes into default. Mezzanine loans are similar to second mortgages, except the lender does not take ownership of the real estate if the borrower fails to make payments. Rather, the lender takes a portion of the business assets or stock in the LLC, which it can then sell off to satisfy the debt. Lenders charge higher interest rates for mezzanine loans because the mezzanine debt is subordinate to the borrower's first mortgage, senior debt, and, therefore, a lower priority. Mezzanine financing derives its name from its second or middle position after the senior debt, first lien/mortgage, but before the owner's equity in the corporation. Lenders are willing to offer mezzanine financing because it is much easier and less time-consuming to execute on the assets or stock of the company than it is to foreclose on real estate. A lender executes on assets and personal property and forecloses on real property. The whole process can take a matter of weeks rather than months. Mini-perm loan. A mini-perm loan, by its very name, provides short-term financing for income-producing properties, like multifamily buildings and office buildings, or even construction projects. Mini-perm loans are relatively common in commercial real estate finance, especially when financing a brand new property that is just establishing an income. Mini-perm loans usually entail a 3 to 5 year term and function in a similar manner to bridge loans, as they are often used to fill in the gaps between a temporary loan and permanent financing. Many borrowers choose a mini-perm loan to build a performance history for a startup property, then search for more permanent financing once the income stream has been established. Positive property performance history and income are beneficial for borrowers who are looking for permanent financing because traditional lenders will be much more willing to offer better rates and terms for permanent financing of a successful income-producing property. Participation loan. In a participation loan, two or more lenders own a share. A participation loan allows lenders to share or distribute the risk. Another form of participation loan allows lenders to share in the profitability of the property, as well as collect principal and interest on the loan. If a lender collects principal and interest and shares in the profits when the property is sold, then it is called a shared appreciation mortgage. Wraparound mortgage. A wraparound mortgage is a method of financing that preserves the low existing interest rate on the original note. The wraparound is seller financing, in which a new loan takes a secondary lien position and the original mortgage is not repaid. Sale and leaseback. Business owners often own the real estate used in the business. The property could be any type, including but not limited to office, retail, and industrial. Owning business facilities may appear to be a good real estate investment, but it does have a significant drawback. Considerable capital that could be used to expand the business may be tied up in the property. For this and other reasons, the business will sell the property to an investor. They then lease back the property, usually on a long-term lease. The sale and leaseback then frees up the investor's capital. For example, the owner of a building needs cash to infuse back into his company, so he puts his building up for sale. A commercial real estate investor approaches the building owner and offers to buy the building from him. The investor suggests that the owner keep his company in the building by leasing back the building from the investor. This arrangement is very attractive to both the investor and the business owner. From the business owner's perspective, no one needs to know that his financial position was such that he had to sell his building. He does not have any moving costs or costs for new signage or printed materials, since there was no change of address. He can take the money from the sale of the building and put it back into the company. Life goes on as usual for the company. Sale and leaseback is attractive for the investor because the lessee is already a known quantity. The investor knows what the company's returns will be, and there are no tenant improvements to make to the building. The new building owner will often have a buyback clause written into the lease in case the original building owner recovers financially and wants to purchase the building back. Usually, there is a clause at 5 years and 10 years for a price to be established at that time. Seller financing. Often, a property and/or the buyer will not qualify for a loan from a traditional commercial lender. When this happens, there are some creative ways that the borrower can get the financing that he or she needs to purchase the property in question. Some sellers do not mind becoming the bank. They can ask for a higher price on the property since it does not have to be qualified by a lender, and they could charge the borrower a higher interest rate. The seller creates the terms of the loan and down payment requirements. Some sellers who finance their own properties may even require lower or even no down payment, especially if there is a friend or family connection involved. There are several reasons that sellers might be interested in financing their own property for a borrower. Bullet. The seller decides on the interest rate and terms of the loan. Bullet. The seller can make concessions for friends or family and offer more favorable terms. Bullet. If the property will not appraise because it is atypical or has unconventional characteristics. Bullet. If the property is non-performing or distressed. Bullet. The seller gains a source of income, an annuity, from the note payments. Bullet. The seller can get away from paying for property repairs and expenses related to real estate ownership. There are several reasons that a buyer might be interested in seller financing. Bullet. No origination fees or discount points. Bullet. Save money on closing costs. Bullet. Closing process is typically faster. Bullet. Possibility of a lower down payment. Many seller-financed loans are short-term. Buyers will often try to refinance before the note matures. If the buyer defaults on the payments, the seller can sell the property to another buyer. 5-minute case study. Seller financing. Brett retired 5 years ago and sold his operating company, Hearing Aids, Inc., to his former general manager, Anton. Brett still retained the building through his holding company, Hearing Aid Holdings, and paid off the note, so he owns the property free and clear. Anton has been paying Brett monthly rent for the last 5 years. Brett used the rental payments to pay off the mortgage. Anton would like to purchase the building from Brett. Brett likes having the monthly income that the rent brings in, so he offers to finance the property for Anton. Brett knows that Anton can run the business successfully in order to pay back the loan as he has run the company for the past 5 years. Why might Anton be interested in financing the property through Brett?